This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And here we go. Class is in session. This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. I think Joe was off hunting something. Were you hunting last week? Joe? Have we got Joe? Okay. Joe?
Hey there, how are you?
Did you step away for a second there?
No, I forgot. I'm putting these new earbuds in that I got, and we'll see how they work.
Outstanding. Were you hunting something last week? Were you hunting something last week?
How's that sound?
It sounds good. Can you hear me?
I can hear you great.
Okay, good deal. Were you hunting something last week?
Yeah, I was out in the woods and had the kid out and trying to see if we could get one last deer on the ground, but it didn't work out, so... We'll see. We'll see what happens. I got one more day tomorrow. Got one more tag, one more day, one more bullet, one more dollar.
Gotcha. I want to tell you, I don't know how long it's been since I spoke to you. Have I spoke to you since I put the optic on the Glock?
Yes.
Have I spoke to you since I decided the Glock is just never going to work for me and I got rid of all of them?
No. Okay.
And this is the part that is funny. And I'll tell you what happened. So you know the story. I spoke with Steve and I was like, if I put an optic on this gun, do you think I can dial it in? Because all I wanted to do was I wanted to be able to place shots. I knew it was not going to equal the Chambers pistol. I knew it couldn't equal the Chambers pistol, but I wanted it to at least get to the point to where my grouping was not that low left that I have with every Glock pistol I pick up. Right?
Okay.
So I put an optic on it, put a flat trigger on it, took it out, tried to zero it. We did zero it. We zeroed it really well. My friend Mark, he got out there and he could hit whatever he wanted with it. And I was shooting the best groups you've ever seen. I mean, they were like the golf ball size, but they were all low left.
Gotcha.
So then Mark handed me his pistol, which I'd been down this road before. I just got out of it because when they tried to fix things, I'm not really even sure there was ever actually anything wrong with it. But he handed me his SIG P320 carry. Nothing but steel sights on it. The only thing left on the target that we had not obliterated was the head. And with just that gun and that grip angle and that straight trigger, it was the fit. I tore up the middle of the head, and then I started going left and right with it, and it was going wherever I aimed it. So that was on a Sunday. The next day, I took both the Glocks and went to Columbia, South Carolina, and got rid of both of them.
Wow. All
and right. I got a SIG P320 VTAC, and I also have a SIG P320X Compact. Now then, I shot a video about the VTAC, and somebody asked me in one of the comments, it's like, so is it fair to say that you believe the VTAC is a better gun than the Chambers custom pistol? And I'm just sitting there wondering, what did you hear? I've listened to it a few times, I've watched it a few times. It doesn't ever get out. I don't ever get out there and say, oh, this is so much better than any other gun I've ever had, which, And I, you know, I was just sitting there. The thing with the there, I think my answer was no. There's no production gun that, or and there's very few custom guns that can compare to the Chambers gun. I mean, just there's some that come pretty close enough to count in some cases, but I mean, not on a regular basis. Not on a regular basis. So I just found that amusing and everything, but I also, it was very frustrating to realize that I, as long as I've carried Glocks, I have never been a Glock shooter.
No, I think it takes a lot of time and training to really shoot one well. I mean, you have guys like, we know a lot of guys that shoot Glocks really well, but it takes a lot of dedication and mindset, focus to be able to dial that in. And, the biggest thing that I've found that I think helps guys shoot Glocks better and not shoot low left is to replace the disconnector with a ghost disconnector. That limits the travel of the trigger to the rear.
Right, right.
And that really helps a lot, I think.
The problem I had, and I mean, I had the same issue with agency pistols, with agency arms pistols. I don't have this problem with the whole Poly 80 pistols. But when I was a younger man, I thought it would be a smoking hot idea to put on pads and kick and punch each other until we couldn't speak English no more. And back then, the fight science was not the way it is now, to where we knew how to take as good a care of ourselves, because hands are really not meant to strike. And I was right-hand dominant, and I really messed up my right hand. And when that difference in the grip angle with the Glock, with my finger going across the trigger, even with a flat trigger, my finger is high right and low left. It is diagonal on the trigger. So with the SIG, it is not that way. With the 1911, 2011, it is not that way. And that's because of the grip angle. So I've had to abandon Glock, bye-bye Glock, and, in the interim, it'll be SIG. Maybe I'm waiting on CZ to send me another P10C. I have a very sneaking suspicion that'll be really, truly the gun, but, as far as a plastic fantastic, you know?
Yeah, you never know.
But that the audacity of that question. So are you saying that this SIG is better than the Chambers pistol? The anonymity of the interwebs. How are things going in beautiful Nebraska?
Oh, it's windy. It's we have like 50 mile an hour winds right now, and they're calling for blizzard advisory from now until tomorrow night or something. But I'm looking outside and out of my shop window here because I got these nifty new earbud thingies that Heidi gave me so I can walk around and talk. And I mean, there's hardly any clouds, so I don't know where all the snow they're talking about is going to come, but it's certainly windy, like exceptionally. I don't know. Have you ever been in a 40 mile an hour sustained wind?
Yes, one time I was standing guard in Germany with snow up to my fourth point of contact with about that sort of a wind. Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It was horrible. It was horrible. I mean, there's not a whole lot I would not have done to get out of that. But, you know, I had to do my guard duty.
Yeah. I mean, when the dogs don't want to go outside to go to the bathroom, you know it's bad. Really, really bad.
Yeah.
So, but no, otherwise it's going pretty good. Eric is, he started a couple days ago working on the KAC project, which I'm really excited about. He's building a prototype gun right now. And David is wrapping up a WMG single stack. Of course, Brandon is working on a pile of light fighters. And I'm working on a gun in a three-gun set for a guy. So it's pretty exciting. It's pretty busy around here, you know.
Well, we're coming up on the first break. And for those of you that are interested in Chambers Custom, you can, first of all, follow them on Instagram at Chambers Custom. You can follow them on Facebook at Chambers Custom. And if you really want to go the full way, go to ChambersCustom.com and become a Chambers Custom gun owner. We'll be right back. This is 1911 University, and this is Lock and Load. what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. And this is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. And one thing, it's been so long since I talked to Joe. Did you get the single stack frames in by chance?
They just came in last week.
Yay! Okay. All right. That's all I need to know. Is it the kind is it the kind I want them to be?
Yes.
Yay! That's all I need to know. Anyway. So the Knights Armament Project, that's going to kick off?
It's on.
It's on?
It's on.
Will there be any discernible mechanical difference? When we're talking about the mechanical advantage, which is, you know, one thing that you put in every gun that you got, that you make, is there a varying degree to that mechanical advantage, or is it all the same no matter which gun it is, or how's that going to work with the Knight's Armament pistol? What's gonna differentiate that from a working man's gun or one of the Pro Series?
Well, it's going to have a couple of features that we've never done on a fat gun before. Number one is it's going to have the YC squared comp on it that Steve Fisher and I designed, which I'm really excited about. You know, and we're going to bring out a specially designed single stack gun sometime mid year this year that Steve and I have designed, called it the YC squared, with the comp on it. It'd be a 9mm like carry gun. But the Knight's gun will have that compensator on it, and it's also going to be tri-cut, like completely tri-cut on the top. So that's something we've never done on a fat-type gun, a 2019 yet. I've kind of been, the past couple of years, I kind of held that back because I was one of the first gunsmiths that, back in the day, that popularized tri-cutting slide. You saw it some on race guns. You saw it some, on competition guns, but you never saw it like a carry gun. You just didn't see that. And right. I started doing it when I worked back with Marvel, and I just loved the look of it when I built my first Black Knight. And so I decided that for this gun, which we call the Night Stalker, having the tri-cut slide would be appropriate. And of course, it'll have an RDSM plate, so you can put a red dot on it, which is pretty sweet. It'll have the black, it's all black with polished small parts, which will be really, really sexy, with a black magwell. And then Ben at Boresight Solutions is doing the grips for us, and he's doing them a little different. He's going to do them with the pattern changed in a different direction that I wanted him to do it in, which I'm really excited about. So yeah, it'll have a few things that make it stand out. I think the comp is going to make the gun shoot pretty soft, but yeah, it's not going to be overly blown out, kind of like the Light Fighter has a giant comp on it. That gun is made to perform, and it has a really big comp on it. And this gun is made to perform also, but on a different level. It's a very, very subdued compensator as opposed to what you might see from something else.
Oh. How hard does it get from year to year to innovate? Or have you even scratched the surface?
I think all artists have dry spells, right? If you look at any painter, sculptor, writer, they have dry spells they go through. I've had some friends over the years who are fairly famous artists, and they'll go a couple of years without creating anything. And I used to think when I was younger, man, what's wrong with that guy or what's wrong with that lady? She ain't doing nothing. Well, because they're dry, they got nothing that inspires them to write about or draw or paint. And so what I do for myself to kind of help prevent that is I'm always looking for ways to innovate and make things better. I was actually watching a YouTube documentary last night on a guy named Gene Winfield. And for those that don't know, Gene is the godfather of the lead sled, 1950s Mercury, and he did cars for Hollywood. He did vehicles for Star Trek. He did the DeLorean for Back to the Future 2. This guy's an incredible innovator, right? He's done all kinds of cool stuff. And I love something he said in the documentary. Every day is school day. Every day is a day to learn. And, I always have said you become irrelevant when you stop innovating. And so, for me, I try to treat every day like school day and be, thoughtful about what we're doing And so that keeps things from getting boring and droll and helps, you know, helps us keep fresh ideas. And when you have new technology, like now we're looking at what some companies are doing with metal-capable laser engravers. Whatever I can think up in my mind, they can literally put into metal with a laser. And, yeah, I know it's not traditional hand engraving. Okay, I get that. We do that as well. We have that done. You know, you have an example of a small piece of it.
Yep.
But, you know, when you talk about technology and more mass production and doing more on scale, then things like laser engravers that can do precise work in the metal, they're very viable. And so if I come up with a pattern in my mind, I can send it over to a laser engraver, and boom, it's in metal. My dreams just became reality. And that's pretty exciting, you know, because there's a lot of things that I've wanted to do over the years that either are very expensive to have hand engraved or done on CNC that are now cost-able because I can have them done with a laser.
Indeed. Indeed. And I, everybody that gets into that loves that, too, the ones that are really good at it. So
mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Yeah. That's an interesting thing, that whole aspect of it.
I think it's one of those deals that you have to be willing to embrace certain technologies. You know, will I ever own a CNC machine in my shop? Probably not. Part of it is space. Part of it is I don't have the time to learn how to run a CNC and all that jazz. But, you know, it's kind of like a boat. What's the best kind of boat to have? A friend with a boat. same thing with the CNC in my mind.
Gotcha.
You know, what's
gotcha.
The best kind of CNC to have is a friend with a building full of CNCs.
There you go. Coming up on the next break, and, well, first of all, if you want a gun from Joe, you have to go to chamberscustom.com. There, Heidi will be taking you in hand, and she will lead you through the process of how that works, and it will be worth the wait. If you want to, while you're doing that, if you want to check and see what they got going on, you can check them at both Facebook and Instagram under Chambers Custom. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President-elect Joe Biden will call for a $1.9 trillion plan to help Americans weather the economic shock of the coronavirus pandemic and pump more money into testing and vaccine distribution. Biden, set to give a primetime speech Thursday evening, says he will urge Congress to back another round of $1,400 per person direct payments to most households. Regarding another stimulus plan, Bankrate senior economic analyst Mark Hamrick tells USA Radio News.
We think back to last summer when aspects of the CARES Act began to expire. And, you know, we were just sort of looking over the course of the summer, the fall, and then the winter, that we knew that we needed further economic relief legislation to keep essentially things from crumbling.
Biden set to speak at 7:15 Eastern Time. USA Radio News. The World Health Organization is beginning its investigation into COVID-19.
Nearly a year after the coronavirus was released on the World Health Organization is getting boots on the ground in Wuhan, China. Gordon Chang, senior fellow at the Gatestone Institute, tells Fox News the narrative on their findings will be controlled by Beijing.
The WHO actually propagated a false narrative that this was not contagious. That was China's narrative when they knew that it was highly contagious, and also WHO doctors knew that it was contagious, and yet the organization went ahead and propagated that narrative, which lulled public health officials into not taking actions that they should have.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Republican Governor from South Dakota, Kristi Noem, is calling on state lawmakers to ban abortions based on a prenatal diagnosis of Down syndrome. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And this is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. And can we hope this year, Joe, to see, I could see, especially my gun, my compact gun, I could see this gun as a really good combat pistol if I could find a really good outside-the-waistband holster. I found the epitome of the best inside-the-waistband holster with Tenacore. Now, I know he's working on one. There's some other players working on one. But, I mean, how are we in that process right now?
Well, I have a couple on order. And as soon as I get them and get to test them out, like I, you know, you and I talked about before, I'll let you know how they work out. I mean, there's quite a few companies out there that make OWB Kydex holsters for, you know, whatever guns you want, basically. But, you know, I think it's important to be careful to look at what exactly you're getting into. Is it, is it thin Kydex, thick Kydex? Is it molded plastic? You know, what are the attachment points? How does it attach to your belt, et cetera, et cetera? Because there's a lot of different variation out there from what I've seen just researching on the Internet. That's good and bad. It's good because, well, there's a lot of options. It's bad because some of those options aren't good and you don't know it until you get one. And you spent $90 on a holster that's going to go in the holster box. And I don't know about you, but I got a whole box of stuff I don't use.
Me too. It's right over there. I keep it in my studio so it reminds me of this. And I still add to it. But I try very hard not to. I mean, but now... But, I mean, you know, holsters, you really don't know how good a holster is going to be till you run it. Right. And there's not that many people that do holster reviews that I see. And then again, it's totally subjective. It's not like, what one guy thinks is great and another guy might think, isn't. So.
Yeah, it can be... it can be a little deceptive. You know, you need to find somebody, like I have several clients that carry our guns on a daily basis and use them and train with them and shoot competition with them and whatever. And so that's where I came up with the two that I'm going to, you know, that I have on order to try out, because these are holsters that guys that I know work with their guns use, and I trust the guy's opinion. And, you know, I think it'll work out all right. It's kind of like the Kenai rig that I use for hunting. You know, Fisher and I were talking about it one night. I was like, man, I wish I could find a chest rig for a 1911 that was secure. You could tighten it down. You could wear it over a coat or under a coat. You know, you didn't have to worry about the safety popping off. It was RDS capable, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, Kenai from Gunfighters, Inc. I'm like, really? Have you tried one? Yes, Joe, buy one. So 30 minutes later, I had one on the way.
Have you gotten one of those?
Yeah, I wore it all hunting season.
Those remind me of the old tankers rigs. That's why I used to carry my Ithaca Castanet 1911 around in. It was the tankers rig.
Right.
I like them.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the rig. And one of the things I love about that rig too, for example, is I have a 44 Magnum revolver. Well, they sell another holster module that you can put on your existing straps that you've already paid for, so you can carry your 44 Magnum if you want to. You know, I mean, they have all kinds of different modules that you can get to use, and I like that. I think it's pretty sweet, personally.
Yeah, I've seen those, and that's becoming more and more an accepted piece of gear. Especially since, now, do you guys have bears in Nebraska?
Negative.
Negative.
We do have mountain lions, though.
Well, see, I don't draw any distinction between being eaten by a bear or eaten by a mountain lion. To me, both are equally horrific. And yeah, I know that these...
Both are bad news.
Yes. So I know that these kind of chest rigs they've come out with, they've become quite popular. Since here lately, a bunch of there's been like bow hunters that go out and get elk, and they'll leave it there overnight, and they'll be there cleaning it, telling the stories, and they look up, and here come two big grizzlies coming at them at full speed, 100 yards away. There was one where the guy, it was a guide and a hunter, right? The guide, the bear gets on the guide, one of the bears jumps on the guide, and the guy's like screaming at his client, hey, I've got a Glock 20 in my bag. Get it out and shoot him. So the guy pulls out the gun, and instead of pulling the trigger, he drops the magazine. There was no round in the chamber. And then he takes the empty gun and throws it to the guide who's on his back. He's already hosed down the bear with a bunch of bear spray. Nothing happened. And in the end, the guy got killed by the bears, and the client barely got away. They chewed on his ankle a little bit. Here lately, I've been seeing that a lot of people have started finally carrying a sidearm of some, you know, and bears have been killed with every caliber. You know, I mean, 9mm will work, 45 will work, 10mm will definitely work. So lots of people started carrying those things, so they're becoming quite popular.
Yeah, there was a story a few years ago. It was really funny, you know, when this was back during before the Trump years, and the people were talking about mag bans and all that. And this guy in Alaska, he was taking a hike or whatever, and he had his AKM with him, which is 5.45 by 39. And he was hiking, and the grizzly bear jumped out, you know, and started chasing, trying to attack him, and he shot the grizzly bear like 28 times before it killed him.
Yeah.
Everybody was like, see? See, ICAP mags. ICAP mags are important.
Yep.
I was thinking to myself at the time, you know, I don't know, a 454, you know, or 4570, that would have been appropriate too.
I have never shot a 4570 out of a handgun. Have you?
It's impressive.
Does it leave an impression?
Yeah, on your hand.
Yeah. I noticed. Yes. I, I'm, I'm, my interest is peaked on the 4570 because the other day I saw a Chris Costa video with him running a 4570 lever gun that he had, he cyberpunked it all up. He's got all the rails on it and everything, and I mean, it's just, it's a crazy thing, and he's done enough to it now to where he can shoot it, and then, you know, he's mitigated the recoil and everything else. It doesn't look like he's thumping. I mean, you know, Chris is not exactly what you'd call a heavyweight.
Right.
So when recoil is hitting Chris, it's hitting Chris. So
right.
I'm all of a sudden interested in some of that stuff. But, and I got a question about this. Now, I know that you like you can't answer this till we get back. I know you like a really well-built AK.
Yes.
And I would be interested to know now, with Knight's armament, you building a modern 2019 wide body with a higher capacity than 8, to me, is simply, it's fitting. It's American, right? But
yes,
it presented the opportunity. And if you had the right builder of the AK, which I know the one that you're partial to, and I don't know if there's any others you like, would you do that? Would you do one with an AK builder? Hold that thought until we get back to find Joe. You can find him at chamberscustom.com. Get on the list. You can check out his progress on things he's doing, the projects he's got going on at Instagram at Chambers Custom, and he's on there on Facebook at Chambers Custom. He's just almost ubiquitous now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. We are talking with Joe Chambers. This is 1911 University. I just asked him whether he would ever consider doing a project with a well-built AK. What do you think?
I've thought about it in the past. We've considered doing it. I built a really nice custom 1911 years ago for Jim Fuller. And he loves it. He carries it. It'll be buried with him. I'm in the process of building a 1911 for Billy Cho. He'll love it, carry it, and probably pass it on to his son. So yeah, I mean, I like the idea, but the issue I have right now is capacity, of course.
Right.
You know,
right.
We only have so much, and so. These special projects, I really have to think hard about them and see if they're good for the shop. You know, if it's a good match for the shop, then we go forward with it.
I think I've asked you this recently, but I don't remember what you told me. Does Jim still build them?
Yeah, he actually has a new company. Can't remember what it's called. But he has a new company. He moved to Arizona when he left Rifle Dynamics and started a new place. And, yeah, he's doing well, doing really well.
And is Billy Cho on par with him?
Oh, yeah. Billy does just fabulous guns. Yeah, I've got actually two guns from Billy Cho from when he was with Rifle Dynamics, and they're exceptional guns, exceptional. I mean, Jim taught Billy how to build it and build them, and Billy kind of took that and ran with it and improvised and improved on some of his own techniques, much like I did with Marvel back in the day. And he's a master builder in his own right.
Is that the epitome of the best AK in your estimation, those two guys?
Yeah, I think if a guy's wanting a custom AK, those are the two names that, you know, that I toss about a bit. I mean, I'm sure there are other guys out there who build really good AKs, you know, Krebs Custom. They build really nice AKs. I don't know if Mark's doing a lot of work these days, but he's certainly a name that comes up in that conversation when you talk about top AK builders.
Right.
But Jim, you know, Jim's kind of the godfather of the American AK, Americanized AK. And part of that is because, you know, Jim approached the AK very much like Bob approached the 1911. He studied every single part of it to determine how to best modify it for user and operation. And, you know, you buy a stock AK off the shelf, and first thing people say when they shoot is, oh, my finger hurts, my trigger finger hurts, because it's slapping your finger when you shoot it because of how it works. Well, Jim fixed that, right? And I've got two guns that Jim personally built for me, and both of them have a finer trigger on them. I would dare to say they have a finer trigger on them than any AR you've ever shot.
Really?
And that's saying something. You know, I mean, that's really saying something, because I've got some ARs with really phenomenal triggers, but they're just so smooth and perfect that it's hard to make a bad shot with them. And, you know, and then he also figured out that, you know, the common complaint among AKs for decades was they're not accurate. Everybody knew they were reliable, right? I mean, you could throw an AK in a river and leave it for a month and pull it out and use it. But people say, oh, they're not accurate. Well, Jim figured that out. You know, it's about head space and timing, literally head space and timing. And the guns he built are properly head spaced and timed, and they're super accurate. I have a Polish underfolder, the first gun I got from Jim, that will shoot with good ammo, now not with junk, but you know, if you're shooting a good Golden Tiger ammo or match Hornady ammo, it'll shoot an inch at 100 yards all day. And that's amazing, you know. I have a M92 Krinkov, a Suchka, that he built me, that I can routinely ring a 3-foot gong at 600 meters with it. That's a 10-inch barreled AK.
Yeah.
I'm ringing a gong at 600 meters. That's a long ways. You know, now how much energy does it have at 600 meters? I don't know. Probably not much. But, you know, the fact that you can hit a three-foot gong with it, that's pretty impressive.
That is pretty impressive. I mean, I don't even know if I could see a target at 600 meters.
Oh, I'm sure you could.
Well, with the right optic or something, if you tell me it's out there, but if like I had to look out there and scout around to find it, I might not be able to find that, Joe. I mean, you know. But I did get some new glasses. So yeah, I got that going for me. Glasses. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at pictures of a gun that Eric has made. I guess this is his new carry gun. And why is this? I know about the rounding off of the butt on the back end, on the back strap. Mm-hmm. His is a little, is this an experimental configuration here, or is this just something he wanted to do? I mean, if this is his carry gun, what's the advantage of that on the back of the pistol?
The bobtail?
Yes, sir.
So that's an Ed Brown bobtail that we use those on the Yetis also, when we built the Yetis. And I've used them over the years for different projects. It helps with concealment because it gets rid of the pointy part of the grip that sticks out when you've got the gun in the holster.
Okay. I was wondering about that. I've always wondered about that. I've never been a... I like the classic look, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I see that part of it as not the classic look. So...
Yeah, well, I mean...
But now that I know the function of it, that's good.
Yeah, your fat WMGC isn't classic either. You want to send it back? I'll sell it for you.
Listen, if you ever tell me that again... I mean, I know that, I know, we get along well, and I think the world of you, but, you know, I have no idea what you know, but you have no idea what I know. Don't ever say that to me again. I was almost a little aside when I got the gun, which I had already shot the Night Fighter when I got the Fat WMGC. And I got a text. I texted Joe to say, hey, I got the gun, you know, with a lot of exclamation points. He goes, he sends me another text back. Hey, well, if you like it, great. If you don't, sell it and get something nice for your wife. I'm sure that just happens every time you deliver a gun. I'm just so sure that happens to a Chambers gun that you finally get to somebody, because it is absolutely worth the wait if you get a Chambers gun.
Thank you.
Is hunting over with now? And are you going to be doing any handgun hunting? Because I know Mr. Fisher goes out and handgun hunts with you, his 10 millimeter. Are you going to do any of that?
Well, I've been trying the whole season. We have a very short gun season here in November. It's only like 9 days. And then we have 15 days in October, in January rather, for late season doe. And I've had my pistol with me every day that I go out. you know, but, and Steve and I, we kind of had a 100-yard challenge this year, and I was really working. I got my gun sighted in and everything and really wanted to be able to shoot a doe at 100 yards. But every time one is close enough to shoot at that distance, either, you know, my daughter ends up taking a shot or I, you know, end up having letting somebody else take a shot or whatever. So tomorrow is the last day of deer season here in Nebraska for the 2020 season. And so I'm going to go out one more time and see if I can get it done. If not, I'll fill my last tag with the Lapua.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Yeah.
And before I let you go, I saw that you're looking for a Seiko.
Yeah, so I have a Seiko TRG 42 and 338 Lapua, and I fell in love with it. It's just the greatest design gun that I've had in ages. It's like your Fat WMGC is to you. It's the one gun to rule them all.
There you go. Okay.
And I decided I needed one in 308. So I'm going to sell off a bunch of my other 308s that I have. I have a bunch, and I'm just going to buy a Seiko TRG 22 and 308. Problem solved.
There you go. There you go. And we are out of time. I want to thank you for taking the time to join me this afternoon. Hopefully you won't be hunting next week, and we can reconvene 1911 University one more time.
Sounds awesome. I look forward to it. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Yes, sir. To find Chambers Custom, go to chamberscustom.com. Find them on Facebook at Chambers Custom. Find them on Instagram at Chambers Custom. And we'll be back again in 21 hours. And between now and then, remember this. It has never, ever been about gun control. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. Remember that. Always total control. This has been Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality controls second to none, because real world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.